Brothers and sisters,
早晨好，弟兄姊妹们。
That hymn we just sang is one of my favorite hymns.
刚才唱的这首诗歌呢，是我最喜爱的诗歌之一。
And I didn't know our brother was going to pick this hymn, but I was actually kind of humming it this morning on our drive over from New York.
我不知道我们弟兄要点这首诗歌，但是我们从纽约开车过来的时候，我路上就在哼这首诗歌。
Our brother told us the story and the inspiration behind this hymn.
我们弟兄分享到这首诗歌后面的这些的故事。
And it was written by a man named Horatio Spafford.
这个诗歌呢是由这位弟兄所写。
And he wrote this in 1873.
他是在1873年写成的。
And so this hymn is over it's about 140 years old.
有超过100年的历史。
And yet it continues to inspire saints today and encourage saints.
它仍然激励很多的圣徒来追求神。
And, you know, I certainly don't have four daughters, but I have two daughters, and I just can't imagine losing, you know, all of my children in such a tragedy.
我虽然只有两位的女儿，但是呢，我也很难想象我失去她们将会怎样。
And you know the words of this hymn, I believe, are truly spirit inspired because out of the depths of that sorrow, he was able to write about the peace of God.
神实在是用到这位弟兄里面最深处的这样的一个悲哀啊，让我们能够来经历神给他的这样的平安。
What I was planning on sharing this morning.Isn't quite how we find rest in such sorrow.
我今天分享的不一定是我们要在这样的苦难中来找到这样的安息。
But I think in our general weariness and burden of life, occasionally we feel like we need encouragement from the Lord.
那是讲到我们在我们日常的这些劳累、困难或者疲倦中，我们可以找到从神那里找到安息。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, there's this phrase, "Enter His rest." That's been on my heart.
在希伯来书四章特别讲到我们要进入安息，我特别在要分享到这一点。
So let's look at a couple of scripture before we begin.
我们读几处的圣经。
The first is actually in Genesis chapter 2 verse 1.
第一处在创世纪的第二章第一节。
Genesis 2 verses 1 to 3, it says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work,which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made."
创世纪第二章一到三节，天地万物都造齐了。到第七日，神造物的功已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的功，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。
And in Hebrews chapter 4,
在希伯来书第四章
，And we'll read from verses 9 to the first part of verse 11.
我们读从第九节开始，一直到第十一节。
So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. And then just the first part of verse 11. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest.
第九节一直到十一节上半句。这样看来必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息。
And then one last verse,
最后一处
Matthew chapter 11,
马太福音第十一章
and verse 28,
二十八节。
And I think our brother prayed this earlier, butThis verse is very familiar to all of you.
我们弟兄在祷告中也提到这句非常大家非常熟悉。
So Matthew 11:28, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
马太福音11:28-30节，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
So about 3.5 years ago, the Lord brought my wife and I and our family to the East Coast.
大约三年半之前啊，那神就带我和我太太孩子们来到啊东岸。
I've lived my whole life on the West Coast.
啊，在那之前呢，我一直是在西海岸生活。
And so this is the first time I'm experiencing the East Coast in my adult life.
这是我成年以后呢第一次的经历在东岸的生活。
And even though after 3 years, I still feel like sometimes I'm adjusting to the East Coast people, climate, and everything else.
尽管已经过了三年多，但是我仍然觉得我是在适应这个东岸的这个节奏。
And in particular, the Lord has led us to Manhattan, which is, I think, a place like no other.
特别是神带我们一家到曼哈顿纽约城。
And so I'm working, my wife is going to school.
我呢是在工作，我太太呢是在读书。
My older daughter is going to school. Our younger daughter, who's only two, is actually a born and bred New Yorker now.
我的这个大女儿呢是上学啊，但是我的小女儿虽然两岁呢，她是纯正的这个纽约人。
And I don't know, I think most of you probably live over here in New Jersey, but my feeling about New York is it's a pretty crazy city.
我大家弟兄姊妹可能都住在差不多都在新泽西住啊，我对纽约城的感觉就是是非常疯狂的城市。
And I do feel like a lot of people there are merely trying to survive.
我是觉得很多人在那里就像是要生存一样。
You know, we have a small fellowship that meets in our brother Dana Congdon's house.
我们有一个很小的聚集是在 Dana 弟兄那边聚集。
And a lot of times when we greet each other, we'll say, "Well, how was your week?"
我们常常这样问候大家，这个周怎么样，大家
？And sometimes the response will be, "Well, I survived."
大部分有时候大家回答就是我生存下来了。
And so I think.You know, in this world, I don't think it's just, you know, a characteristic of Manhattan. I think a lot of us are very busy with work or school, and we're trying to survive.
我想不只是在城里住的人啊，我们很多人也是有这样的感觉，非常的忙碌，好像是仅仅生存。
And particularly raising two little girls in a big city like New York.
特别是要把两个女儿在这么大的城市纽约城抚养大。
One thing my wife and I frequently comment to one another is how tired we are.
我和我太太常常彼此谈论的就是我们实在是特别劳累。
And, you know, in our physical exhaustion, the word rest sounds really nice.
在我们这个肉体上的这样的劳累当中，我们听到安息就觉得非常欣慰。
And thankfully, our God is a God of rest.
感谢主哈，神是安息的神。
You know the verse in Matthew we read, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden," is one of my favorite verses.
在马太福音11章这里讲到，我们劳苦担重担的都可以来到神面前。
When we're weary and heavy laden, we can come to God, and He will give rest for our souls.
凡劳苦担重担都可以到神那里，可以他可以给我们安息。
But I don't think the Lord is merely speaking of physical rest in this verse.
我相信神这里不只是讲到我们肉体上的这样的安息。
So what does it mean to experience rest?
到底进入安息指的是什么
？And what does it mean to enter His rest?
到底进入他的安息指的是什么
？Because at least if you look in the English translation, this His is a capital H, so it's referring to our Lord's rest.
在英文版本中，这个安息呢是用的大写的，他的安息啊，是指的我们主的安息。
And so I was considering the last couple of weeks what it means to enter our Lord's rest.
我这几个星期一直在想，到底进入主自己的安息是什么意思。
You know, I thought of Ephesians chapter 2, where it talks about how we are seated with Him in the heavenly places.
我在想到的是在以弗所书第二章讲到我们要与主一同坐在天上。
So even though we exist in this world and we are experiencing the things in this physical realm, our spirits can be lifted to another plane.
虽然我们是住在这个物质的世界啊，周遭的环境，但是呢，我们的灵可以呢，能够与神坐在天上。
And even though we might walk in this world and we might be burdened by things in this world, certainly our walk with the Lord can be on a higher plane.
虽然我们在这个世上生活有很多的重担和劳累，但是呢，我们可以与神同行啊，在这个在属灵的境界中与神同行。
So it's in our Lord where we find rest.
在主里面我们可以得到安息。
And then another thought was, where our Lord spoke to us in John chapter 15 and spoke to us about abiding in Him.
另一点我想到就是在约翰福音十五章是讲到与主讲联合住在主里面的。
When we abide in our Lord, we can lay down the burdens of this world.
当我们住在主里面的时候，我们就可以把这个世界上的劳苦卸下来。
And our Lord encourages us to hide in Him and find refreshment and rest.
主也勉励我们能够藏在主的里面，可以得到安息。
Just a couple days ago, I got a chance to go up to upstate New York.
几天之前呢，我到这个纽约上州。
I'm in an academic department, and we had our department retreat up in this place called New Paltz.
在那个地方有一个我们所在的单位举行的一个相当一个活动。
And we were in this mountain house that overlooked the lake, and it was very scenic and beautiful.
它是在山上有一个房子，可以看下面的湖，非常景色非常优美。
And for me, it was kind of refreshing to be able to escape the city for a couple of days.
对我来说呢，有几天离开的闹市，到这样清静的环境非常好。
And even though the trip was work-related, I got to quiet myself in the afternoon and you know, enjoy the scenic beauty.
虽然这个事情是和工作有关，但我仍然在下午的时间可以有一些的自己的时间，能够安静在那个环境中。
And I kind of reflected on God's creation, but I also thought about His blessings in my life.
我也想到神的创造和他对我生活的祝福。
And even though the Lord has thrown a lot of challenges towards me and my wife, He has certainly blessed us as well.
虽然神也给我们和我和太太有很多的挑战，但是他实在是祝福了我们。
And I think through all the trials He's put us through, He shows us how faithful He is.
通过这很多的试炼，那我们可以来经历神是信实的。
It's kind of too bad that we have such short-term memory.
我们的记忆常常是很短暂，这实在是不好。
Because our Lord will bring us through many trials, and then when we experience new trials, again, we forget how faithful the Lord was.
因为常常我们经历一个试炼的时候，我们再经历另一个试炼的时候，我们常常把前一个试炼的神给我们的忘掉了。
I think it's either having short-term memory or being, as the Lord calls the Israelites, stiff-necked. We can't seem to remember His faithfulness and we oftentimes will complain.
可能有两个原因，一个就是我们记忆短暂，另一个就是像圣经所提的，这以色列人是应着景象的，常常忘掉神让我们经历的过去的恩典。
And so if you haven't, I encourage you to actually just sit back and occasionally count your blessings and remind yourself how faithful the Lord has been.
你也可以在有时候可以安静下来，想一想神在我们个人身上的恩典啊，我们可以来诉说他的恩典。
So I think we can, you know, we don't have to drive 2 hours outside of the city in order to experience His rest.
我们不需要需要开两个小时的车到外面来经历神这样给我们的这样的安息。
I think what I'm trying to learn, what the Lord is trying to teach me in my life, is how to experience His rest, even though I'm physically present in a crazy city like New York.
我觉得神要我学的功课就是，即使让我在一个纽约这样的一个非常疯狂的忙碌的城市，让我仍然可以得他的安息。
And I think we'll be extremely blessed if we can find that rest in the midst of our hectic lives.
就是在这样忙碌的生活中，我们仍然可以找到神的安息，这是一个极大的祝福。
Particularly for some of the parents and maybe some of the young parents, you might be able to relate to how tiring it is to raise little kids.
特别在我们当中做父母的那些年轻的父母亲，他可以和我有同样的这样疲惫的经历。
Therefore, I think when we abide in our Lord Jesus, we find rest. And I think the two are very intertwined, the abiding as well as the rest.
我觉得和神这样的联合，住在他的里面，和得安息有亲密的关系。
And I think to put it another way, unless we abide in Him, we aren't going to be able to find rest.
换言之，就是我们除非能够和主联合，住在他里面，我们就没有办法得安息。
And it's not something by any means that I've attained to. It's something that I feel like the Lord is teaching me every day.
我不是讲到我已经达到了，但是呢，我觉得是神在每天让我学习的这个功课。
And I'm sure some of our older brothers and sisters have far more experiences than I do of finding His rest.
我相信在我们当中更年长一点的弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们，可能比我学这个功课学得更好。
But I'll simply share some of the lessons that the Lord is teaching me and is still working on in me.
我只是来分享到神在我身上做的工，现在仍然在做的工作。You
know, throughout the Old and New Testament in the Bible, we find those who are seeking rest and finding refuge in our Lord.
在旧约、新约贯穿始终的，有好多在神面前得到安息的人。And
we have some great examples, right? For Noah, he found rest in the ark.
我们想到这个诺亚在这个方舟，神给他预备的方舟得到安息。And
we know for Moses it was in the cleft of the rock.
摩西呢就在岩石的磐石的穴中得到安息。And
we know for people like David and Daniel, they experienced so much outward turmoil, but was able to find rest within.
大卫和但以理都是在一个外界非常动荡不安的环境得到神的安息。If
we think about the lives of David and Daniel, whenever we read about them, I feel like they're either being attacked by enemies or pursued by them.
想到大卫和但以理的时候，常常想到他们的一生似乎都是在被仇敌攻击或者追击的状态。And
even their physical lives were threatened.
甚至他们的肉身都会得到威胁。But
from these experiences, they learn to rest in God.
但是他们记得这些经历，可以在神里面得安息。Whether
they were hiding in caves or whether they were found in even in a lion's den, they were able to find their rest in God.
有时候是躲在山洞中，有时候是在狮子的穴中，但是他仍然可以得到神给他的安息。And
David writes in Psalm 37. Rest in Jehovah and wait patiently for Him.
大卫在诗篇37篇讲到，要在耶和华中来安息，能够得到这样的祝福。And
there are so many of these examples found throughout the Bible.
在圣经中有很多很多这样的例子，both
in individuals as well as the nation as a whole.
不仅是个人，甚至是一个国家。
So for some reason, the Lord this week prompted me to look at the life of Noah.
这周呢，神就让我想到挪亚这个例子。And
when I started to examine the life of Noah, what really stood out to me was actually Noah's father.
我在想到挪亚的时候呢，神就让我想到挪亚的父亲。Oftentimes
we neglect Noah's father, Lamech.
我们常常会忽略挪亚的父亲。
And I'll share with you some of the things that the Lord revealed to me that previously I never appreciated.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹分享我以前没有看到的这一点关于挪亚父亲的。
And Lamech was the one who gave Noah his name. And if you don't know, Noah's name actually means rest or comfort.
这个挪亚的父亲拉麦就是给挪亚起名的这个人。
So, and his name, Noah's name means rest.
挪亚这个名字就是安息。
And so what caused Noah's father to give him such a name?
挪亚父亲为什么给挪亚起这样的安息的名字?
I think we're all very familiar with Noah's great-grandfather, who was Enoch.
我们常常想到挪亚的在上面的这样的前辈就是以诺。
And Enoch was a man who we knew walked with God.
以诺是与神同行的人。
And we also know Noah's grandfather, who was Methuselah.
挪亚在上面的父亲就是马土撒拉。
And Methuselah, we know, was the man who lived the longest, as recorded in the Bible.
马土撒拉是在圣经中提到最活得最长的一个人。
He lived 969 years, longer than any other human.
他活到969岁，比任何圣经中提到其他的人都要年长。
But we don't really pay that much attention to Noah's father, who was Lamech.
我们不太提到挪亚的父亲拉麦。
And this Lamech is different from the Lamech in Genesis chapter 4.
这个拉麦和创世纪中第四章的拉麦不是一个拉麦。
In Genesis chapter 4, this Lamech was a descendant of Cain. But we see the Lamech in Genesis chapter 5 was from the descendant of Seth and Enoch and Methuselah.
四章的这个拉麦呢是该隐的后代啊。那在这个五章的这个拉麦呢却是赛特的后代。
So this Lamech's probably only fame was that he was Noah's father.
他所得名的就是从挪是作为挪亚父亲得名。
But if you look carefully in Genesis chapter 5, I think he might have been one of the first humans to speak a word of prophecy.
这个拉麦呢实际上你要仔细看第五章他是首先说预言的。
And you might correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he might have spoken the first words of prophecy.
我可能有错，我请弟兄姊妹纠正，他是第一个说预言的。
But take a look at Genesis chapter 5, verses 28 and 29.
我们读五章二十八节。
It said, Lamech lived 182 years and became the father of a son. Now he called his name Noah.Saying, this one will give us rest from our work and from the toil of our hands arising from the ground which the Lord has cursed.
拉麦活到182岁生了一个儿子给他起名叫挪亚说这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。这操作劳苦是因为耶和华咒诅地。
So whenever you read the genealogies in Genesis, it'sKind of fun and fun for me to do a little bit of math.
我们读特别是创世纪的这些家谱的时候，我们常常会计算一下。
And I was curious whether Lamech overlapped with his grandfather Enoch.
我就在想拉麦会不会和这个以诺，他也就是他的祖父有重叠的时间。
And you might correct me if I'm wrong again, but according to my math.He actually overlapped with his grandfather Enoch for 113 years.
大概以诺和拉麦照着我的这样计算呢，大概有113年的重叠。
And we know that Lamech actually lived to the age of 777.
拉麦活到777岁。
Certainly, a number of perfection.
是一个很完全的数字。
And he must have, I mean, this is all speculation because it's not written in God's word. But assuming that he overlapped with his grandfather Enoch for over 100 years, my guess is that he must have observed how Enoch walked with God.
我们可以这样想哈，以诺和拉麦有一百多年的重叠的时间，他们一同生活，这个拉麦可以来观察到以诺的行事为人。
You know, the writer of Genesis, who I believe was Moses, simply wrote that Enoch walked with God.
这个摩西在写创世纪对以诺的这个写法就是以诺与神同行。
But what did it mean in his daily life that he walked with God?
但是以诺与神同行在他日常生活是怎么表现的？
It said Enoch had a family and lots of children.
这里讲到以诺呢有很多的儿女，他是生儿育女。
I can't imagine that Enoch abandoned his family and was walking with God in the wilderness.
很难想象呢，这以诺是放下他的家庭到旷野去追求神。
So just like many of us, he was busy with his job, he was raising kids,And yet he was walking with God.
以诺和我们现在这些家庭一样啊，他会非常繁忙的操持家务啊，在这个养生儿养女，同时与神同行。
And yet he pleased God to the extent that God took him.
他这样的讨神的喜悦，神就把他取去。
He was that precious to God that God didn't allow him to see death and just took him away one day.
他对神如此的宝贵，神甚至让他不见死，然后他从地上被取去。
And so I'm thinking that Lamech, who overlapped with him for 113 years, it must have been a landmark day in his life when his grandfather was taken by the Lord.
这个拉麦和他的祖父有113年共同生活的，当他的祖父突然不见的时候，对他肯定是一个很重要的日子。
I'm sure it impacted him deeply to see that.His grandfather walked with the Lord and was taken away.
这个就给拉麦的里面呢，我想是有很深的印象啊，是这个以诺与神同行。
And I'm wondering if it awakened in him this sense that God had a purpose.
甚至我可以想呢，有可能神借着这个呢，使他里面的神给他的这个目的有一个提醒。
And God might have a higher purpose for his life.
神对他也有一个更高的旨意。
Because I mean, imagine if one of your family members was raptured by the Lord today.
想象你自己的家庭成员你被神提走。
And what kind of impact that would have on you and your walk with God.
这会对你和你与神的关系有怎样的冲击。
And how you might live your life.
你如何来生活啊，都有影响。
We're told in Genesis chapter 5 that Lamech realized that the ground was cursed by God.
我们看到第五章他告诉我们这拉麦呢他知道地受了咒诅。
This is my personal feeling, but I believe that the descendants of Enoch, if he walked with God, I believe that they were God-fearing people.
这是我自己的感受，这以诺他与神同行，所以以诺的家庭呢也是敬畏神的家庭。
And I believe that when Lamech's son Noah was born, something within him stirred.
我相信呢，拉麦在以诺诺亚出生的时候呢，他里面有一个冲击。
I think it was the same stirring that happened in Enoch when Methuselah was born.
可能是像当马土萨拉出生的时候，神在以诺心里的一个冲击类似。
Because if you read earlier, when Methuselah was born, Enoch began to walk with God.
因为我们读到那个里面的时候，讲到马土萨拉生的时候呢，这个以诺就开始与神同行。
And if you do the math, which I think many of you have, the year that Methuselah died was.The year that the flood waters came.
我们要是仔细计算，马土萨拉死的时候正好是洪水到的那一年。
So I think when Methuselah was born, Enoch had this vision or recognition that the ground was cursed and that judgment was coming.
就是以诺在他的孩子马土萨拉生的时候，他里面知道这个地受咒诅，将会有洪水到来。
And we should think about whether we know that our Lord is returning soon.
我们知道我们的主很快就要回来。
Is there within us this stirring or awakening?
有我们里面有没有这样的一个冲击啊，在我们里面？
Certainly when my daughters were born, I felt a sense of awe and amazement, especially when I had to hold my little baby.
当我的女儿出生的时候，我用手托着她，我里面有一个很深的感受。
But I can't really say that I had a prophetic word as I was holding my daughter.
但是我没有像他们那样有这样的一个预言的这样的经历。
But from Noah's birth, we see that Lamech was given this prophetic word.
但是呢，当挪亚出生的时候，拉麦就有这样的一个预言。
And Lamech recognized that it was his son Noah who would bring rest from our works and the toil of our hands.
拉麦就知道呢，这个儿子挪亚将会使我们从操作和劳苦中得到安息。
So it amazes me that God inspired someone like Enoch to begin walking and inspired Lamech to prophecy.
实在是非常稀奇，我们看到神如何来激励以诺还有拉麦来与神来同行。
And indeed, this prophecy was fulfilled when 600 years after Noah's birth, the flood waters came.
这个预言呢，就在600年当挪亚诞生以后呢，洪水就到来，得到应验。
So although Noah's name means rest, where did he find his rest?
虽然挪亚的名字叫安息，但他在哪里得到安息？
We know that this ark represented a way of salvation, but it also represented rest.
这个挪亚的方舟是代表着一个救恩但也是代表着我们的安息。
For Noah and his family, they were able to hide in that ark, just like, and I think in parallel, we abide in Christ.
像挪亚和他一家人可以在安息 在方舟中得安息，我们也是在神里面得到安息。
So brothers and sisters, when the turmoil and the floodwaters of this world engulf us, you know, the place we hide is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
当这个世界的潮流潮水来淹没我们的时候，我们是在我们的主里面得安息。
And when we're overwhelmed by the burdens of this world, and we find ourselves hidden in Christ, I think we can experience that true rest and joy that no one can take from us.
当世界的这些的压力和重担来向我们来袭来的时候，我们在住在主的里面就成为我们真正的安息。
So praise the Lord, our God is a God of rest.
我们感谢赞美主啊，神是安息的神。
From the beginning, from those verses we read in Genesis chapter 2, we find that our God is a God of rest.
从创世纪第二章我们读到的就我们就知道我们的神是安息的神。
We find this concept of rest within our God.
我们看到这个安息是神的里面的特质。
He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and on that 7th day, he said he rested.
他用六天来创造世界万物，然后呢，他第七日就歇了工。
And in the Greek root of this word rest found in Genesis, there's this idea of pausing.
这个安息在希腊的原文中，它有一个停顿的意思。
And so our God paused and reflected on His creation and His work.
是讲到神在那里创造完就停下来，看到他所创造的万物。
Certainly our God doesn't need to rest, right?
我们实在是觉得神他实际不需要休息。
It's not as, I can't imagine it's as if God exerted all this energy creating the heavens and the earth and then became tired and so he needed to rest.
好像是神像我们人一样，我们用很大的力量来创造万物，然后就累了，就休息。
I can't imagine that is why he rested.
我不能想象这是这种情形。
So I think the spiritual principle found here is that his rest represents a completion of these works.
这里面属灵的原则是讲到神的这安息是讲到他已经完成了他的工作。
And I think when we rest in Christ, we are accepting and receiving this fact that his work is complete.
当我们在主耶稣中安息的时候，我们也是来承认神所做的工已经完成。
You know, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he went up on that cross and said, "It is finished," He brought God's work to completion.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上, 他当他讲到, 完了的时候, 成了时候,
and what is the evidence of that completed work?
这个, 完成的工作的, 这些的证据是在哪里?
The evidence is that we can come before Him, such as this morning, to the bread and the cup, to come into His presence and give Him worship.
这个证据就是在我们像我们早晨一样, 就在波饼的时候我们可以来到他的饼杯面前来一起的敬拜他。
The evidence is that we no longer have to worship from afar in fear and trembling. We can come within the veil.
这个证据就是我们不再需要在远处, 恐惧战惊的来接触神, 而是我们可以来到他的面前。
Because of His completed work, the veil is torn and there's this new and living way into the Holy of Holies.
因为他所完成的工作, 这个, 殿里的幔子就从上而下列为两半, 我们可以借着这个又新又活的路来到神面前。
So we have to ask ourselves sometimes, why do we worship from afar when we can come within the veil?
我们常常需要问我们自己, 当我们可以来到他面前来敬拜他的时候, 我们不需要在远处。
Why does God seem so distant when we can abide in Him and know Him and come into a face-to-face contact with our God?
为什么我们常常感觉到我们的神是何等遥远, 实际上我们可以来到他的面前与他面对面的亲近。
I think we can only experience God's rest when we cease striving ourselves.
我们常常是要借着一些环境上的挑战来到神的面前。
A lot of times I think we're hindered because we don't accept the reality of God's word.
有时候我们这个挣扎常常是因为我们没有办法接受神给我们已经完成的工作。
Do we believe that our baptism means that we've died with Him and have risen with Him?
当我们受浸的时候, 我们是不是真正的相信我们已经与主同死同埋葬, 同复活?
Do we believe that we're now walking in newness of life, like it says in Romans chapter 6?
我们相不相信像罗马书六章所讲的, 我们是一个新生的样式活在这个世上。
And so, brothers and sisters, we find from the beginning of the Bible to the end this concept of rest.
弟兄姊妹,从创世纪一直到圣经的结束,都是讲到神的是安息。
We see it when the Israelites are wandering in the wilderness and are seeking after the land of Canaan, a land of rest.
我们在看到以色列人从旷野经过到寻找这个所安息的迦南美地的时候看到这一点。
We see this concept of rest in the book of Revelation, particularly in chapter 14 when it says, those who are found in the will of God will rest from their labor.
我们也看到在启示录的14章这里讲到当我们在主里面劳苦的时候神可以最后让我们在主里面得安息。
So all these things are good and well, but a lot of times practically they're very difficult to attain.
我们或许都明白, 但是呢, 真正进入到实际, 这是我们需要去操练的。
And because we are not spiritual beings, but we're natural beings,
因为我们不是那种属灵的啊，我们常常是在肉身中活着。
I think there are some misconceptions about entering His rest.
我们有好多进入他安息的一些错误的想法。I
think we misinterpret God's word, or at least I misinterpret God's word sometimes.
我常常对于神的话呢没有正确的理解。And
I have some misconceptions about rest. From my perspective, that I'll share with you.
对于安息，我也常常有一些的错觉, 我可以愿意和弟兄姊妹有些的分享。
And so the first is that rest is not sleep.
安息呢不是睡觉。
When we enter His rest, this doesn't mean we take a nap and then we become refreshed.
我们进入他的安息呢不是我们打个盹然后就进入他的。
Because certainly in Genesis it doesn't say that God rested and took a nap.
在创世纪这里没有讲到神安息了就打了个盹。
So I think we have to toss out our misunderstanding of rest and ask the Holy Spirit to redefine what rest is for us.
所以我们需要圣灵来开启让我们真正的定义这个安息是什么。
The second is that rest is not inactivity.
第二点就是这个安息不是不做什么事情。
So for someone like me who enjoys watching football on Sunday afternoons,
我呢像我一样就是在主日的晚上会喜欢看那些足球比赛。
I think the rest that's spoken of in Hebrews isn't referring to when I sit on my couch and watch TV.
在希伯来书这个安息呢，也不是我坐在我的沙发上看足球赛的那个安息。
In fact, I think if you look at Hebrews chapter 4, particularly verse 11, it even says that diligence is required to enter into that rest.
实际上在希伯来四章第十一节中，他实际上讲到是要务必竭力进入的安息。
And so there seems to be a paradox here. If we're applying diligence, how can we be also resting?
这里好像有点自相矛盾哈，说是一方面我们要安息，但是我们要务必竭力的进入的安息。
I think in the Bible, throughout the Bible, we find these.Paradoxes in spiritual things.
在很多圣经中提到的属灵的事情都有这样的一个两个方面。
And this is one of them, right? Applying diligence to enter into that rest.
这种例子呢，这个就是其中一个啊，要用竭力来进入安息。
So we're reminded that our lives might be busy on the outside, but we ought to have that peace within.
对，讲到我们在外面，我们可能非常的繁忙劳碌，但是我们里面要有安息。
We have to have that constant abiding.
我们要常常不断的与主联合。
And when we maintain His presence, then we attain to that true rest.
要和主有一个这样的一个同在的常常和主同在。
I mean, just look at the life of the Apostle Paul, right?
我们看到使徒保罗的例子。
I mean, he went through more trial and tribulation than any of us.
他经历了很多的试探和非常多的艰难困苦。
He was stoned, he was imprisoned, he was shipwrecked, he was bitten by vipers. I mean, he listed it himself in his writings, right? Everything he went through.
他经过了非常多的，有被石头打，做监牢，在遇到海里的船难。各方面的这样，但是他仍然有安息。
And yet he speaks of this peace and trust and rest in the Lord.
他仍然讲到在神里面的这样的一个安息和和平。
The Apostle Paul was someone who understood what it meant that the Lord was his refuge.
使徒保罗真正明白神成为他的避难所。
I think the third misconception about rest is that rest is not found by keeping the law.
第三点就是讲到安息不是靠着我们能够来行律法来得到。
It's not attained by keeping the law, but being under grace.
不是在律法之下，而是在恩典之中。
And I'll explain this really briefly. The original intent of Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30 was when the Lord said these words, he was speaking to the Jews.
在马太福音十一章，我们读到的二十八到三十节，这里讲话的时候，主是对着这些犹太人而讲。
Why were these Jews so weary and burdened and heavy laden?
为什么这些犹太人这么劳苦担重担呢？
They were burdened by keeping but not attaining to the Mosaic law.
他们的重担就是要来守摩西的律法。
They would toil.And become burnt out by the law's demands.
他这个劳苦也是在于他们要守这些的律例典章。
And in keeping these laws and traditions, they actually rejected their Messiah.
当他们在这样遵守律法这个传统的时候，他们就不知不觉的来不能够承认我们的主。
And so the Lord tells them that He is the one who will provide them rest from.They're attaining to keep the law.
所以我们的主在那里就告诉他们，主自己是他们的安息，而不是律法。
I mean, even Paul was someone who was like this, right?
甚至保罗在起先的时候也是这个光景。
Remember, he talks about in Romans how difficult it was for him to keep the law.
在罗马书中他讲到要遵守这些律法是何等难。
Until he cries out in despair, O wretched man that I am.
甚至他说我实在是何等的没有指望。
I mean, you can sense his frustration. I mean, at that point, he was the one who was weary and heavy laden and needed rest.
就在那里我们可以听出保罗那个以前生活中的重担。
It's a real shame that through their attempts to keep the law, they rejected their own Messiah.
实在非常可惜啊，因为他们要受律法，反而拒绝了我们的主。
And in turn, it's interesting to see where our Lord Jesus found his rest when he was in the world.
我们非常有趣可以发现我们的主在哪里得到安息。
So Jerusalem is the city of our God, right? And the temple is the house of God.
这个耶路撒冷呢，就是神的城啊，这个圣殿就是神的家。
So these should have been the places where our Lord Jesus would find rest.
应该说，在这个地方，我们的主可以得到安息。
But in fact, it wasn't in Jerusalem.And it wasn't in the temple where the Lord found his place of rest.
但实际上呢，我们的主没有在耶路撒冷城和圣殿得到安息。
In fact, our Lord was rejected in those places.
实际上，我们的主在那些地方却被人拒绝。
He being the Son of God was not welcome in the house of God.
他作为神的儿子，在神的家却不受欢迎。
So instead, when we read the scriptures, we find that he found his place of rest in a place called Bethany.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们知道主是在伯大尼得到安息。
It's kind of interesting when you read the Gospels. Every night, our Lord Jesus and his disciples would leave the city and pass through the Mount of Olives and come to Bethany.
我们读圣经的福音书的时候，我们就看到我们主常常是晚上要从城里面回到伯大尼来住宿。
And he found his place of rest in a home.A small home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
他在马大、玛利亚和拉撒路的家中得到安息。
It was at their home that he found rest.
在他们的家，他得到了安息。
And imagine the blessing that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus received in their lives.
我们可以想象马大、玛利亚和拉撒路在他一生中得到何等大的祝福。
Indeed, the reciprocal of us abiding in the Lord.Is this question, does the Lord find a home with us today?
So, 从另一个方面讲，我们要住在主的里面，要问我们能不能成为主安息的所在。
You know, today, we are under grace.
今天我们在恩典之下。
And it's under grace that we find rest.
我们在恩典中可以得到安息。
You know, one of the most famous examples.Of someone who discovered God's grace and found rest was Martin Luther.
在很多的例子中，一个非常有名的例子就是马丁路德怎样在神那里得安息。
We know that during the Reformation, Martin Luther was actually a monk before he became this great person of revolution.
在宗教改革的早期呢，是这个马丁路德是一个修士。
And he was someone who tried so hard to attain God's pleasure by keeping the law.
他就是那个要借着行律法要在神面前称义的。
And it came to a point where he was terrified of God, that God would strike him down.
他甚至到了一个地步，他觉得神要击杀他啊，他非常的害怕。
He was someone to whom the Lord was referring.Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden.
他就是那个神所呼召的那个凡劳苦担重的人来到他面前。
The burden of keeping God's commandments was so heavy upon his shoulders that it would have broken him if the Lord didn't intervene.
这个要守神律法的这个劳苦和重担，甚至可以把马丁路德完全压垮。
And of course, God did intervene and showed him what justification by faith was.
但是呢，神确实在这里面就干涉，让他知道我们是因信而称义。
He revealed to him the grace of God, and this revolutionized the whole Western world.
神就向马丁路德说到，他是要靠恩典。
By God's grace, he was enlightened, and many along with him. 神也借着马丁路德使很多人得到这个。I mean, can you imagine the rest and the freedom that he discovered when he realized that it was his faith and not his works where he could attain justification?
大家可以想象，当马丁路德知道他要在神面前的安息是靠着他的信心而不是行为的时候，他有多大的释放。So
it's our Lord Jesus who gives rest to the weary.
是我们的主耶稣给我们这些劳苦担重担的人以安息。
Another quick example, there's this hymn in your hymnal called Jesus, I am resting, resting.
在我们的诗歌本中有一个诗歌叫做耶稣，我在你里面得安息。
And it was written by this woman, Jean Sophia Pigott, who was an Irish woman, and she wrote it during the Keswick Convention.
是一个爱尔兰的姊妹所写的。And
this was one of Hudson Taylor's favorite hymns.
这是戴德生弟兄, 非常喜爱的一首诗。
Particularly when he was persecuted in China.
特别是在他, 戴德生在, 在中国受逼迫的时候。
In Hudson Taylor's memoirs, he would write of his experiences during the Boxer Rebellion.
在戴德生的日记中，他就讲到这个义和团运动的时候他的这个情形。And
during this time, we know that many of his colleagues, his co-workers, many of the China Inland Mission were being martyred.
在那个时候呢，内地会的很多的他的同工和弟兄姊妹们就受到逼迫，甚至殉道。And
we know that it was during this time he would sit at the organ and play this hymn, Jesus, I am resting, resting.
那个时候戴德生呢，常常是到这个风琴的面前，常常弹这首的曲子。And
so this allowed Hudson Taylor, during that outward persecution, during that outward affliction and turmoil, to maintain God's presence.
这首诗呢，就使得他经历在那个时候的极大的外面的逼迫中，能够来到神的安息当中。Jesus,
I am resting, resting.
耶稣，我在你里面得安息。Resting
in all of our Lord's accomplishments.
在神一切所成就的当中，我们得安息。This
allowed him to find peace and rest.
这首诗歌使他得到和平和安息。You
know, if we're struggling in our lives to find that rest, the writer of Hebrews encourages us.
若是我们在我们生活中挣扎不能得安息，希伯来书可以给我们有很大的勉励。
In the same chapter, he reminds us that our Lord Jesus is our high priest.
在同一章，讲到我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
We can come before him and he knows exactly what we're going through.
我们可以来到他面前，他知道我们所经历的一切。You
know, as our high priest, he stands between us and the Father.
他作为我们的大祭司，他是在我们和父神的中间。
He brings our weaknesses before the Father and our burdens.
他把我们的这样软弱和我们的负担带到父神面前。And
why could he do that?
为什么他可以这样做？
Because when he came into this world, he experienced everything that you and I experienced.
因为他在道成肉身到这个世上的时候，他经历了我们一切所经历的。Our
Almighty God, the Father, might not know what it is to be weak, right? But our Lord Jesus knew what it was to be weak.
我们全能的父神可能不晓得，但是呢，我们的主知道怎样是我们的软弱。Our
Almighty Father might know. He might not know what it is to be tired or hungry, but our Lord Jesus experienced those things.
全能的父神不一定知道我们怎样的疲倦或者是饥饿，但是我们的主耶稣经历了这一切，他知道。Our
Lord Jesus experienced everything as a man and could relate to us.
主在地上的时候经历了我们一切我们所经过的，他可以来同情我们。
And so he's in this unique position to be our high priest.
他在一个非常特别的一个做我们大祭司的地位上。
And so throughout the book of Hebrews, we are urged to come before him humbly.
整个的希伯来书都是讲到我们要鼓励我们来到神面前，谦卑的来到他面前。
Throughout Hebrews, it says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
整个的希伯来书特别常常讲到，若是你今日听到神的话，你就不要硬着心。
You know, brothers and sisters, we live in a very restless world today.
弟兄姊妹，我们住在一个非常动荡的一个世界中。
I think the enemy's tactic is to wear us out, both physically and spiritually.
这些仇敌的诡计就是让我们在肉身上和我们灵里面都非常的疲倦。
And so may we heed the words of the writer of Hebrews and enter his rest.
我们应该真正留心希伯来书中所提到的，我们如何进入安息的教室。
Let's try to do this today.
我们甚至可以今天就开始赏识。
You know, one last thing I'll share with you is how I've been teaching my daughters to memorize scripture.
我最后一件要提到的就是我如何来教我的女儿来背圣经。
My oldest daughter has in previous years memorized Psalm 23, and my younger daughter is starting to do so.
我的大女儿已经背过了诗篇二十三篇，我小女儿现在正在学习背这个。
And certainly all of us know, you know, the words, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
这就是二十三篇讲到耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures; he leads me beside the still waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
We know these words in our head.
我们在我们的记忆中都已经很深刻。
Many of us memorize it.
每个人都非常熟悉。
But do we know these words in our heart?
我们真正在我们心里知道神的话吗？
You know, the words of David here.Are spoken out of a rest that he finds in God.
大卫讲这些话的时候是在神的安息中所发出的。
How else could he speak of how the Lord is his shepherd and restores his soul in this way?
他怎么讲到耶和华是他的牧者来苏醒他里面的灵？
So may these words and other simple words throughout the scripture encourage us.
愿这些的话，很简单的话，能够来激励我们。
I mean, the caveat with everything that I'm saying is that these aren't things that I've fully learned. These are things the Lord is still teaching me.
我们有一点呢，就是说这些话或者是这些经历是我神仍然在让我在学习的过程。
And so hopefully this is something we can all learn together.
可以使我们每一个都一同参与来一同的学习。
Because I think these things are valuable to our spiritual growth and our knowing Him on a deeper level.
这对我们属灵的成长和来更深的认识神都是大有帮助。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们有一点结束祷告。
Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you are our high priest.
主耶稣基督，我们何等的感谢你，你是我们的大祭司。
You are our Lord, you are our shepherd.
你是我们的主，也是我们的牧者。
You are our refuge when we need to find peace and rest.
你是我们的避难所，当我们要需要我们的平安和安稳的时候。
Lord, we come to you because our lives are so heavy laden and burdened.
我们来到你面前，因为我们实在是劳苦担重担的人。
We often find ourselves so weary.
我们常常觉得我们何等疲倦。
Show us what it means to enter into your rest.
你给我们知道我们如何能进入你的安息。
We thank you, Lord. We want to please you in our walk.
我们感谢你，我们愿意在世上为人处事能够得你的喜悦。
We want to glorify you in our lives.
我愿意用我们的生活来荣耀你的名。
We want to be a testimony for you in this world.
我愿意为你在这个世界中做见证。
Lord, please honor our prayer and request.
主求你来遵守我们对给你的这样的一个祷告。
We thank you and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。